Today we're diving into one of the most fun, dangerous, and very Ableton things you can do in drum and bass: taking an old-school break, warping it properly, chopping it up, and turning it into rag-infused chaos. The goal here is not just to loop a breakbeat and call it a day. We're building a flexible, performance-ready groove that can swing, glitch, lurch, and evolve like a proper jungle tune. Think old VHS energy, rag of vocal attitude, and modern Ableton precision all smashed together. We're going to work at 172 BPM, which is a sweet spot for this style. Fast enough to feel urgent, but still slow enough that the break can breathe and the chop can actually dance instead of just machine gunning all over the place. First thing, open Ableton Live 12, set the tempo to 172, time signature to 4/4, and if you're arranging, keep your global quantization at 1 bar. If you're performing or testing chops live, 1/16 can feel better. The important thing is that the project is set up to support movement, not just rigid looping. Now let's choose the source material. You want a break or loop that has personality. That means strong transients, some room tone, a little human unevenness, and enough character to survive slicing. Classic Amen-style breaks are great. Dusty funk breaks are great. Live drum loops with ghost notes are great. If the loop is too clean, it can feel sterile. If it's too messy, it may fight you. We want character, not chaos, for its own sake. Drag the break into an audio track and open the clip view. Turn warp on. This is where a lot of the feel gets made or destroyed, so don't rush it. Find the first strong downbeat and make that your start point. Then choose your warp mode based on the source. If it's a full drum loop with tone and room, Complex or Complex Pro can work. If it's more transient heavy and you want a sharper, punchier feel, Beats is often the move. A good practical approach is to set the loop to 1 bar, listen to the snare, and make sure it's landing solidly on 2 and 4. If the break is drifting, don't just force the whole thing onto the grid. Move warp markers manually. That's the difference between a break that breathes and a break that sounds like it got flattened by a spreadsheet. In jungle, controlled imperfection is part of the vibe. Once the loop is behaving, it's time to chop it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the break has clear hits, slice by transient. If you want tighter pre-planned chops, 1/8 or 1/16 can be useful. If you've already done detailed warp edits, slicing by warp marker can make sense too. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped cross pads, and now you got something playable instead of a fixed loop. This is where the fun starts. Open the MIDI clip and reprogram it. Don't just preserve the original break. Reinterpret it. Keep the main snare where it belongs, but add ghost notes before the backbeat. Little kick or tom hits in the gaps, and tiny bursts of 1/16 or 1/32 slices for fills at the end of phrases. The best rag-infused DNB chops often feel like the break is arguing with the grid a little bit. The snare may feel slightly delayed or anticipated. The hats skitter in the spaces. The vocal chops answer the drums. That tension is the magic. A good rule here is to protect the backbeat. If the snare loses authority, simplify around it instead of trying to fix everything with more compression later. Make the groove feel like a conversation. Kick, snare, ghost note, answer, fill, release. Don't overcrowd it. A rolling pocket with a little instability is way more powerful than a fully packed pattern. Now let's talk swing. This is huge. Open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing or any subtle 16th shuffle in the 54-58% range. Apply that groove to the drum MIDI clip, especially the ghost percussion, hat fragments, and fills. You can even apply some of it to the bass line for cohesion. But be careful with the main kick and snare. Keep the backbeat strong. In a lot of great jungle patterns, the top layer is moving and writhing, while the core hits stay confident and grounded. That contrast is what makes it bounce. Next up, rag of vocal chops. This is the attitude layer. Use short vocal shouts, come again style phrases, TJ cut-ups, little dubwise throws, or answer phrases. You can load them into samplers or a drum rack, then process them with auto filter, saturator, echo, and maybe a little reverb or hybrid reverb. High pass them so they stay out of the low end. Add a bit of drive for grit, and use a short delay or dark reverb so they sit like part of the rhythm section rather than just floating on top as decoration. A good trick is to use vocal chops sparingly. One at the start of a phrase, one before a drop, one in a fill, one after a snare stop. Use them like punctuation. If the vocal is everywhere, it stops feeling special. If it appears at the right moments, it can make the whole groove feel like it's being voiced by an MC inside the track. Now let's give the drums some real weight. A strong stock Ableton chain for the drum bus is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and a limiter if needed. With EQ8, high-pass any useless sub-rumble below about 25 to 35 HE, and tame harsh mids if the chop is poking too hard around 2 to 5 KHE. Drum bus can add drive and crunch, but use it with control. Saturator with soft clip-on can glue the top end nicely. Glue compressor is there to bind the motion together, but don't crush the transients out of it. You still want that snap. If you need more grime, try a parallel dirt lane, duplicate the drum chain, crush one copy with heavier saturation or redux, and blend it underneath the clean version. A lot of advanced jungle sound design is really about layers of motion, not just layers of hits. Think in terms of a dry core, a moving top texture, occasional fills, and short-lived FX punctuation. That mindset will get you further than just piling on more plugins. Now we shape the arrangement. A loop like this gets boring fast if it repeats unchanged, so build variation over 8 or 16 bars. Start sparse, then add more internal movement, then increase friction, then release into a fill or breakdown. You can mute slices, reverse a few hits, automate filter cutoff, or throw in a beat repeat burst on the last bar of a phrase. The key is to vary density, not just volume. A slightly more active pattern can feel bigger than a louder one. Beat repeat is especially good for reggaedub jungle flickers. Use it on vocal tracks or on a drum return during fills only. Keep the settings restrained. A 1 bar or half bar interval, a 1/16 or 1/32 grid, moderate chance, and short bursts. You want it to feel like a live MC style cut, not a permanent glitch blanket. A little goes a long way. And don't forget the bass line. The break and the bass have to work together. If the bass fills every gap, the chop loses impact. Program a rolling reese, a sub with some mid-range growl, or a dubwise pluck that answers the rhythm. Try to place the bass between the slice points of the break rather than on top of them. Let the drum speak, then let the bass reply. That's classic call and response energy, and it makes the whole track feel much more alive. Before you bounce anything, test the groove in context. Listen at low volume. If it still reads quietly, the slice placement and contrast are probably strong. Check that the ghost notes are actually audible enough. Make sure the vocal chops are adding rhythm rather than clutter. Make sure the bass leaves air for the snare. Compare it against a reference if you need to, and keep some headroom on the master. If it sounds exciting even when it's not loud, you're in the right zone. One of the biggest mistakes here is warping too aggressively. If you force every transient onto the grid, you can kill the human bounce that makes jungle feel alive. Another mistake is overslicing everything. Too many tiny slices can turn the groove into random clicking instead of a musical break. And be careful with swing on the snare. Swing the hats and top fragments harder than the backbeat unless you intentionally want a looser, drifting feel. Here's a really strong advanced move. Once the chop is working, print early and edit later. Resample the groove to audio, then chop it again. That generation loss can create beautiful accidents. You can reverse a few hits, warp the bounced audio differently, slice it again, and suddenly you've got a more digested, more characterful version of the groove. That's how you get into that layer jungle mutation territory. If you want to push the darkness and weight, use contrast. Put a bright, lively chop against a darker bass line, or do the opposite. Dark often comes from contrast more than from distortion alone. A clean snare with a dirty top layer, or a dusty break over a clean sub, can hit harder than everything being wrecked at once. So, to recap the workflow, choose a characterful old-school break, warp it carefully at around 172 BPM, slice it into a drum rack, rebuild it with ghost notes and syncopation, add swing through the groove pool, layer rag of vocal chops for attitude, process the drum bus with Ableton stock tools, and then shape the arrangement with variation and space. Keep the bass supportive, not overcrowding the chop. The secret sauce is controlled instability. You want the groove to feel like it's skidding forward with intention. For practice, try building a 4-bar ragga jungle chop. Use one warped break, slice it, program a pattern with main deck beats, a couple of ghost notes, one fill at the end, and two vocal chops. Add around 55% swing, process the drum bus, then resample it and make a second variation that's dirtier, more syncopated, and a little more dangerous, but still danceable. If it feels like it could ride under a rolling bass line and still smash on a rave system, you've nailed it. That's the lesson. Warp it, chop it, swing it, rough it up, and let the ragga energy cut through. Controlled chaos, heavy groove, and just enough instability to keep the floor moving.